Okay, yeah, so I labeled this video Modern Attention for the fact, and this video is going to be based off of my, like, I've really been diving into, like, the whole Marilyn Monroe, Audrey Hepburn, I don't know if I say her name right, Audrey Hepburn. I've been diving into them and, like, really seeing, really noticing, like, seeing where all these newer females are coming from and what they're really trying to tap into, you see. With those older, with the Marilyn Monroes and see, they had like the big difference with them was that the market wasn't flooded with wannabe divas. There was no social media, so like for them, like they were just like the it girl, and I'm sure there were like other little ones who trickled in underneath them. We were trying to do the same thing, but for the most part, like in everyday life and in, in perceived everyday life, like social media, they were pretty much, it. But see, another huge difference from then and now is that those women were naturally in their zone. Their personalities were there, but like I say, arguably before the pretty, the pretty diva side was there. And you could see it in their personalities and things that they actually did in their off time. Like I think I remember like years ago I remember reading like Audrey Hepburn, she would like donate and like volunteer. She did a lot of stuff, a lot of real people stuff, like things that real people do. She did a lot of that. See, the modern women now, man, like they are just like even okay, like let's say like Lana Del Rey. You could tell like she's clearly trying to be like Marilyn Monroe. Like, but like the jarring part, see, the reason why people women like Lana Del Rey will be forgotten and nobody's gonna be looking her up 50 years from now is because she has that it's that modern need for attention, meaning that like she wants to be wanted, like most, like thoughts now. It became a contagious disease. Like thoughts, they want to be wanted, and when you want to be wanted, it makes you like everything superficial. Like even if you, I mean, don't get me wrong, because like I said, everything what a woman does is based off of her physical appearance. I mean, most of the reason why she's wanted and where she's going to end up in life is going to be based off of what she physically looks like. So you got women, they're wearing, high heels and, trying to get $1,500 makeup jobs and wearing $3,000, dresses. Well, yeah, like Marilyn Monroe, she had all that, but that didn't ultimately define her personality, you see. Whereas like modern dumb hoes think that, oh, well, I just get $1,500 makeup job and I'll be Marilyn Monroe. Well, I mean, yeah, one, you're imitating someone else, and two, a makeup job doesn't define you. You see, where in another part of the confusion is just because, see, and this is a part that women are not, modern women are not wired to recognize, is just because someone's paying you attention doesn't mean that they're genuinely interested in you. You see, when women have a very difficult time. With see, like with modern media and modern dating apps, they'll just go out there on Tinder or what have you, and there's always some either thirsty guy or some guy that's just trying to get a new sex partner and tell her whatever she wants to hear. And see, nowadays women, they just get that instant validation that, oh, I'm still worth something because thirsty guy here or horny guy here get paid me attention, so I'm still worth something. You see, so it slowly just it destroys like women's like a natural woman, a woman it destroys a woman's ability to become a natural woman is what I'm trying to say. It destroys like the modern attention game is just like it's just like social media is just a huge thing, and then just regular media like movies. If movies tell men and women what they should be doing, if they're not doing this, then it's kind of inferring that something's wrong with them. For instance, let's say like any modern movie, if a woman is not loved, well then she's a loser, and it kind of goes both ways. If a man is not loved, then he's a loser. Like if a woman doesn't have a man in her life and blah blah blah, then she must be worthless. it kind of it infers this, because then when a, you know, it infers this to the population. And the same thing with men. If a man doesn't have a woman in his life, then he must be a loser. It like media is very powerful. It really is very powerful. But see, like, but women, they're wired to be much more of a follower than men. So what happens with the women is, see, women can some women can instantaneously fix themselves up to look like, you know, to gain. Let's say if a woman starts out as like a 5 or a 6, some women can within a 2 or 3 hour trip to the mall and doing makeup, she can boost herself on up to an 8 or a 9. Some of them can. And I think that can be good, because at least they know they can be, you know, this woman. But then on the other hand, like, it can be bad, because like they don't really get to learn themselves. So for another perfect example, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this. I don't know if she's a YouTube streamer or a Twitch streamer, but I came across her in some like random thing on Facebook, and she was a pretty girl. Her name's like Pokimane or something. Pokimane is this girl. And she showed pictures of her with and without makeup, and she's a perfect example. Like, if she didn't wear makeup, I would never know who she was. But when she throws on makeup, she goes from about a 6.5 to a solid 9 with a makeup job and her hair done. You see, but the reality of it is, like, it's that immediate need of validation for women. See, she can get immediately validated, but there's no real way, you know, like, the validation's only skin deep. You know, you don't know what this person really has to say, or what their thoughts really are on the world and people and situations and poverty. And, you know, you don't know what they really think. And they're getting away far much more with it. Whereas, like, see, like if you look up any of the previous generations, like beauty queens before social media, they will legit have interviews with them and seriously sit down and talk to them and see what they had to say. And it would be like legit candid stuff that they would talk about. You know, you would hear more, you would get more of their actual intelligence out of them. Whereas, like, nowadays, all people care about, which it can work in favor to some women, you know, because some women are just completely retarded. But now all they care about is how their ass is going to look in a skirt and what their makeup looks like. And that's going to be, you know, pretty much what's going to get, you know, modern day females over, at least initially, to get that initial validation to remind themselves that they're still worth something in the world. But, yeah, it's just like the modern and I'm in a dilemma with myself, because it's like, do I just kind of accept that this is where humanity is going? Because it's clear this is where it's going. The internet's not going anywhere. So social media is not going anywhere. It makes too much money. So this is just the next step in humanity. So, like, personally, my personal dilemma is, I think you must acknowledge that this is just where things are going. And no matter where things are going, there's going to be some people who agree with it and disagree with it for whatever reasons. And people who weren't even born, people who were born into it, and a lot of people who weren't born into it, they're going to agree and disagree for completely different reasons. So my theory is, I mean, that I think the days are pretty much over of trying to separate decent people from shitty people, simply because if they have like a face, because there was a point in time where if they did Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, you automatically knew, okay, yeah, they were, you know, caught up in the hype and, you know, caught up in that culture. But nowadays, it just became a staple in society now. Like, everybody does something, you know, because it's just how people just communicate, connected. Because the reality of it is just a quicker method of communication now. And it's a quicker method of seeing new and different things. Whereas before, you know, internet, or I would say internet, I say before smartphones took over, pretty much all you had was, you know, whatever the news told you, you know, and those 3 or 4 channels that would like inform you of things. And you had like kid channels and other stuff like that. But I'm not that old where we only had 2 channels. Like, we had about maybe like 10 or 13 channels, but, you know, we only got what the TV put on. Like, we couldn't go back and Google anything or, you know, watch other, you know, side things or look at conspiracy theories. We didn't have any of that. But now it's just, I think it's just where, it's just what humanity is. And you can choose to either accept it or reject it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with I think if there's anything wrong, I think there's something wrong with rejecting it, because then you're just rejecting humanity on a whole, because that's humanity's end game, is to keep evolving and to keep changing. But accepting it, I just think there should be, you know, you have to keep learning the game. Just like in that Akon said in the song "The Sweetest Girl," pimping got harder because hoes got smarter, and that's just the theory of the world. You know, what happens is, you know, a certain group of people, they know the game, and slowly the game starts to change, and then the people who knew the game fall behind. So then they got to, like, either two things: either they got to retire or they got to stay in the game and learn how to manipulate to get back on top again. And that's just a theory of the world, the workforce. It's a theory of everything. It's just a theory of humanity. But it's much easier to break it down with pimps and hoes. Like, when it comes down to it, you can generally see how the world reacts and how things happen based off a basic relationship between a pimp and a hoe. You can usually get, I'd say, most scenarios in the world based off of that. Based off of that, the intricacies of that relationship. The world is just a big pimp and hoe game. That's the reality of it. But yeah, now back to the core situation. Yeah, just the modern females, it's like a lot of them are just disgusting, because, like I said before, like once it's clear that you want to be wanted, that makes you not as desirable, if not just desire, it makes you just not desirable. And now the only place where women can get over with this is because there still is a natural biological attraction to women. So guys are just put up with it just to have sex with them, as long as they can, you know, keep the superficial side of it up, you know, dressing well and being clean. That's the superficial side of it. But actually, like, diving into their brain and hearing anything they actually got to talk about, most women just simply, if it wasn't for them having vaginas, most of them just simply wouldn't make it in life. Most of them would just die off or be killed off. Like, that's the primary reason why most of them really got to anywhere or get it. Now, they'll think that they put a lot of work in, you see, because they're women. They were born a woman. They were born, you know, somebody wanted them around in the room simply because they were a woman. You see what I'm saying? So they'll never see the reality of the whole picture. They were always catered, coddled, treated nicer, treated softer. Even if they didn't think they were, okay? If not by their immediate surroundings, somebody was doing it, okay? Because they're a woman. It's just what it is. So they'll always think that they put in hard work. They didn't, okay? It's just the reality of it. You know, any man can see the reality, and any sane woman can see the reality. But yeah, so the modern attention thing, like I said, that just them being woman will get them over with the modern attention a little bit. But then that's where the single mothers, you know, going off the haywire, all these different stats for different reasons start to creep up. Going back and looking at the older women, I can understand why they were how and who they were for different reasons. There were whores too. Was it Grace Kelly? She was known to be like a horrific whore. Like, she would just, I mean, she was like a straight nympho. Like, it was the stories they got floating around about her, and she was just a complete nymphomaniac. My personal opinion on that is, once, there's a difference between a whore and a nympho, okay? A nympho, from my experience, like, they're not in it for any financial gain or any emotional gain or any manipulation. Like, they just fucking crave sex. That's a nympho. Like, they're not in it to try to divorce rape you or manipulate Sarah to get mad at John now. Or no, it's not about that. They would fuck a homeless dude on the street right now as soon as their genitals got aroused, you know, for whatever reason. It could have been from a thought from last week. That's a nympho. A whore is a woman who's doing it for some actual gain outside of just pleasing herself. You see, whether it's money, usually money or some type of emotional manipulation, some type of manipulation. That's a whore. Whores, I don't fucking respect them. I'll fuck a whore. I'll fuck a prostitute just so I can throw her away when I'm done with her. But I don't have any respect for them. You see, now I can have respect. And this is a huge side rant, but I can have respect for a nympho because, see, this is what she is. You see, as far as like this was not triggered by being hurt by somebody or thinking she's going to beat the game or, you know, something like that. This is just her natural biological place on the planet. So it's like, okay, like I can have respect. I wouldn't marry a nympho or anything like that, but I have respect for a nympho, you see. And now modern day, like Grace Kelly was a nympho. It didn't care. She was a nymphomaniac. She didn't care who it was, where it was, how it was. She just wanted sex. It didn't matter. It just didn't matter. Whereas like whores, like nowadays, most of these women, they're just whores. Like Miranda Kerr. Miranda Kerr, she's just a fucking whore. She's fucking whatever man she can manipulate to move up in the status ladder. That's who she's going to fuck. I mean, don't get me wrong. They might dabble here and there like a regular guy because they get tired of getting their heart pulled on by, you know, richer guys. But for the most part, like whores like Miranda Kerr, you know, pretty much 95% of whores, pretty much 90% of women are going to be whores. Okay, they're fucking for security and financial gain and status. And that's why I say most women are whores. Most women are going to be hookers, and some will be nymphomaniacs. They just want to have sex. They don't care if they're paying the rent. They don't care if you're paying the rent. They don't care if they're buying food. They don't care if you're buying food. They just want sex. And whatever's going to get them back to getting sex. Some of them, they'll just have sex with a random guy. And then you got, you know, you're more kind of more in the middle, kind of normal woman. Like, sex isn't really a big deal to her. She kind of genuinely yearns for companionship. And, you know, she wants to be respected and to be brought and taken out. That's the more like in the middle. Very few women fit that. Very few women fit that. See, because the thing is, a lot of whores, they learn that a lot of men want that few group of women. So they'll pretend to be that few group of women in the beginning, you see. But that's a whole other side rant. But yeah, that's my video. I went on two huge side rants. So yeah, sorry about that.